Thank you for joining us here on Bill Martinez Live. Bruce Thatcher is waiting in the wings. We're going to bring him on here in a second. But I'm kind of shocked here, Scott. I'm reading Drudge, and it talks about Paul Simon, his new song. He drops a couple of ironic F-bombs in this great new single, Cool Papa Bell. I mean, when you and we can bring Bruce on. Bruce, you can comment on this too. You know, when you hit a certain age, I mean, do kind of like F-bombs just kind of fall out of the vocabulary? I mean, why would you do that? As great an artist that you are, and he's got F-bombs, he's got the S-word in there, I guess. So, I mean, here we are, we're bringing attention to it. Everybody's, oh, God, I gotta listen to the song. But
is he trying to get the young crowd?
I don't know, Bruce, they're saying that he figures, well, radio isn't going to play his records anymore. That's not true. Even in our bumpers, we have You Can Call Me Al, a couple other things there from Paul Simon. We love him, but he's, you know, at that point he just says, throws all caution to the wind, maybe, and hey, a little F-bomb is not going to hurt anybody, I guess.
No, but it'll offend a lot.
Yeah, exactly, and it's just, you know, is this all just representative of the political environment that we're in, where, you know, the language has gotten coarse, and we've just lost our delicacy here in this country? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I think that it is definitely becoming, it is part of the society now.
Yeah, it is, you know, with the music, certain amounts of music, and that particularly in the rap genre and the way things are expressed, it's just a lack of creativity. But anyway, Bruce Thatcher is with us. He is the immigration expert, let me tell you, author of the Breakthrough book. It's been out for a while, and if you don't have your hands on it, you need to, because the immigration issue is going to be with us no matter what happens, no matter how tall the wall gets. I don't know if there's a wall that's just tall enough. But Bruce has written, you know, the definitive book on immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He is the founder of History Speaks Today. And if you think that immigration isn't an issue, all you have to do is look at Los Angeles and what happened there last night. Not necessarily a real warm welcome towards the presidential hopeful, one Donald Trump, huh?
Not really warm, but it sure points out that it's a hot issue.
Yes. And the thing is that between our president and those that do not want to follow the rule of law, they've just exacerbated the problem all the more, haven't they?
Well, they've made the problem much worse. Now, maybe that's a good thing because it brings it up to the consciousness of the American people, but the subject is going to be very much in the forefront all the way through the election, and I hope well after the election too. I looked at the websites and what the two candidates, Trump and Clinton, had to say about immigration, and their positions couldn't be more starkly different. Mm. It just strikes you. Clinton calls for comprehensive reform with a pathway to citizenship, and I'm quoting, and Trump asks for comprehensive reform with a wall along the southern border. Again, it's a quote, but Trump's plan proceeds from national interest. Mm. And he says he wants to put the needs of working people first. Then he lists basic principles and some specific actions. Clinton's program doesn't list any general principle, but she lists seven general action areas that she promises to do. And all of them are focused on the needs of immigrants, both legal and illegal. She does not mention any national interests. And that just sets out the difference between the two policies.
And unfortunately, the body politic is going to have a hard time understanding that, because Hillary Clinton is an artist in terms of language to get people to believe almost the opposite of what she's saying. I mean, you've got to really go into the depths of what she's talking about to really understand, in much the same way that Barack Obama said, get ready, we're going to transform this country. Well, people heard what they wanted to hear in terms of transformation. And, you know, when we get a couple of years down the road going, whoa, I'm not sure I understood it that way.
Well, she does. And some of her specific actions are good examples of exactly that. For instance, one of the seven she lists is do everything possible under the law to further protect families. Now, that doesn't say anything unless you look further. But interestingly enough, she also says she's going to defend President Obama's DACA and DAPA executive actions, which are the subject of a Supreme Court case now being determined. So you do have, whereas Trump's program on immigration is just incredibly specific. You don't have any questions about what he's saying.
Well, this is the beauty of dealing with a non-politician. They just speak language. I mean, they speak the language you understand. You deal with a politician. She's been doing this, you know, all her life. She's the art, you know, of the linguist in terms of twisting words and, you know, finding yourselves in that situation that Justice Antonin Scalia would declare as applesauce. Because you go, well, you know, I'm not tracking with you. And, you know, and the thing is, Bruce, you and I have had this discussion, you know, forever, it seems like. But again, you know, people need to understand immigration works when it's win-win for everybody. It's got to be win-win for the immigrant, win-win for, you know, for the nation. And we've short-circuited that in order to accommodate specific interests. And most of those interests, I would argue, I know some would say, yeah, the Republicans want jobs and you've got the Democrats wanting votes. But, you know,
well, those are interests.
Yes. Yeah.
And when you look at Clinton's specific points, every one of them is focusing on a specific voting constituency. You can just see that in it. And I'm not saying Trump isn't focusing on voting constituencies, but he is focused on the basic principles for immigration. He's defined a national interest that's supposed to support. She hasn't. He has made a very huge point. It's probably the biggest point of his plan, that the laws and constitutions of the United States will be defended. And her plan specifically talks about what she's going to do outside the laws and the Constitution.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And, so you may disagree with certain specific points in either plan, and I do, but by golly, with the Trump plan, you know exactly what he's saying and exactly where he stands.
Well, the rule of law, which we say we want to abide to, you know, when you break the law, there is pain. And there's going to be some pain here, no doubt, in reconciling the degree to which we've broken the law and how these families are going to be impacted and how we handle this. I mean, either we are a nation of laws or we're not. And that's what this all comes down to, doesn't it, Bruce? I mean, you've got Hillary that wants to leave it kind of open and, you know, and kind of accommodate whatever these numbers are. I mean, you know, first started at 6 million. It's now grown to 13, you know, which could easily beget 32 million. And that's on top of 1 million legal immigrants that we allow every year. How do you allow 1 million to come in every year? And now in 1 year, you're going to assimilate over 30 million people.
Well, of course, we're not going to assimilate.
It's going to implode the system. I mean, yeah, and so the deal is that Trump is saying either we're a nation of laws, we believe in the rule of law, and we need to make decisions and choices based on that. And when that happens, sometimes it gets painful. It's going to be harsh because that's what the rule of law does, and we need to understand people have broken the law, and I would say on both sides. I'm not saying just the immigrants. I'm saying those that have accommodated that behavior as well, right?
Right. That's what it is, and we've got to face up to it.
Well, it's going to be a tough pill to swallow, there's no doubt, and a lot of people are going to be affected by this. But the future of this country lies in the balance. Bruce Thatcher, author of the breakthrough new book, Immigration, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce, as always.